This is Jake and Amir, baby Bjorn and soup. Imagine ordering that at a restaurant.
You have to make a joke every time. Just say the title, slap the thing, all right?
Yeah, I was gonna say like, it's funny to order a Bjorn and a soup, because you already,
right.
You probably already. Nice.
Hold it tighter. God.
Welcome to Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir, a web series in which we discuss and dissect another web series.
Cool.
I'm Amir, this is Jake.
Howdy.
Today we're watching two videos from 2012-2011 era.
The heyday.
Yeah, that's prime time, golden era episodes. First one is Baby Bjorn.
Right.
What do you remember about Baby Bjorn?
I remember we used our editor Mike Schaubach's son.
That's right, Jack's first official appearance in Jake and Amir videos.
Which is crazy because Jack is now 19.
Yeah, wanna feel old? Jack voted for Trump. How fucked up is that?
A MAGA kid.
Yeah, Schaubach raised an alt-right hero.
An incel.
Jack is actually in second grade. He's a 7-year-old.
That's insane.
Yeah, so he's a cool boy. He's now old enough to watch this video. Maybe old enough to laugh at it.
Cool. I also remember Tim Martin. Great job. Did a great job in here.
Did he play a cop before? Or was this his debut as a cop?
I'm not sure.
I feel like we needed him as a cop before. And
interesting.
I don't know if we had used him before that. Baby Bjorn, a product name, though this wasn't a product placement.
Right. This is not a sponsored episode.
We just thought of an idea in which I, well, steal a baby.
Yeah.
Let's watch.
What came first? We had the idea or Schaubach had the baby?
I think we thought of it and then Schaubach...
We asked him to have the kid.
Yeah, which was bro code at the time, I think.
You have to.
Yeah, you gotta do this for us. And he's like, give me 9 months and then 3 more months so that the baby's kind of fully formed.
Ready, yeah.
Because we needed him a little chubby on the day. He gained 8 pounds for
the role.
Yeah. All right, ready? Hey, you're watching Jake and Amir, and you're beautiful just the way you are.
That's nice.
I was talking to you.
No.
Morning, man.
Stash.
No.
That's your best mustache.
You think that's my best mustache?
Yeah, because it's thick and it has the soul patch, Don Quixote style.
I do like the soul patch. If you're gonna do a mustache, you gotta get the patch.
But I don't know if I've seen this, the stash with the pash.
The stash with the pash and the long hair. I remember I was watching Deadwood and that was Seth Bullock's mustache.
Got it, so you were inspired by
HBO. I was inspired, yeah.
No, okay?
Oh yeah!
I'll tell you what, dude.
Jack is good in this.
Give me the child and get out of here, leave.
This is my baby, Bjorn, in a baby Bjorn.
Such a...
Guess what day he was Bjorn?
He has such a big head, bald head. It's like one grapefruit.
He's holding your fingers. It's
he
so cute.
He's very sweet in this. You think he remembers me?
No.
Uncle Amir?
No, he does not.
I don't care what day he was Bjorn. I care about his family, okay? His mom and dad who miss him and...
I'm his daddy now. Isn't that right, you little pig shit?
Don't...
Jesus.
Dude, okay? Come over tonight, hey? We'll rent a movie, The Bjorn Identity, starring Jason Bjorn.
We're so obsessed with this one shitty pun we have.
There's not another one.
It's just Bjorn for Bjorn. I guess Jason Bourne is...
No, I
little...
talk about Bjorn Borg soon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But like, isn't that... That's just the... I don't know. I don't know if this is a good pun or if we're just exchanging a word. It's not a pun anymore.
Oh yeah, the guy from Outbreak with the Air Bjorn illness.
I think it's contagion now.
Guess what my favorite tennis player is?
Bjorn Borg.
Patrick
Rafter. The guy's looking at me.
He was a Bjorn winner.
Stop saying Bjorn.
Staring good, so long ago.
That was a good joke.
What was it?
Guess who my favorite tennis player is? And I say Bjorn Borg, and you say Patrick Rafter. He was a Bjorn winner.
We do love Patrick Rafter references.
We really do.
Doing this way too much recently.
You're gonna look like such a fool when they get here.
Doubtful.
There he is.
Wow, they didn't even need to pick up. Sir, I can and will testify against this criminal.
Let me see those hands.
You heard the man.
So I can shake them.
What?
Permission to congratulate the hero that saved me.
What a twist. No cop says, let me see those hands when they arrest them.
What's going on right now?
I was walking my child to daycare when I heard gunfire. A lot of people were dying and I froze. But this brave man stepped forward and took my son off my hands so I could apprehend a murderer.
You sure he didn't just take advantage of the situation in order to steal your baby?
Wow! Permission.
Wow!
He asked you for permission, right?
He says permission to shake your hands.
He says permission to shake your hands, and then I think he's about to ask you for permission to go over and kick my ass or something.
So now I'm his lieutenant. Yeah. Because he thinks I took the baby
to protect it during a murder.
Yeah, shootout of sorts.
Right.
You're gonna kick this man's ass, sir.
Denied.
I just got this text
helping you out.
To go. Hey, dude, jacked a baby on the way to work. This is gonna be hilarious. From a cop, no less.
Covering his ears.
Let me see that.
Sure thing. Look at Jack.
In fact, anything I can do to help. I always wanted to be a police officer myself, and I guess this makes it official. Hey, come on. God.
How did we do that?
I think I remember now that I edited this video.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well done, right?
Yeah.
A
few notes. I would have punched it on Jack.
I did punch it on Jack. So he has my phone. I remember we thought it was going to be really funny if we could just like have a guy break a phone in half.
Right, snap it.
So he took a regular, like I think he might have even just taken my actual phone and just like tried really hard to break it. And then it didn't. And then it like, we cut around and just like had him have an already broken and bent phone. But we broke an iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
But we didn't break your iPhone.
No. Of course not.
Yeah. So you say you had a dummy phone.
Right. So he grabbed my actual phone and then like went to break it. And then we had a dummy phone, which was not an actual iPhone that we just broke.
Really? Yeah. He did that with an actual iPhone?
I mean, he didn't do that with his hands. We like,
it looked like it's a dummy plastic phone.
No, I think we like broke a phone with a hammer and bent it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. Amazing what you learned.
Now it doesn't say anything.
Holy crap, that was like insanely easy for you, huh? You're strong as shit. This is like-
You're strong as shit.
Phone is a steel band. I mean, holy wow, that is-
Permission to hug my son again.
So he's also kind of the Terminator. This is a completely separate little storyline in this video is that he's-
I have a really strong cop friend.
Superhuman strength. And then you're like, this is an iPhone 4 too.
It's really thick.
It's got a steel band.
Remember the antenna incident?
Sir, permission to squeeze his rosy cheeks?
Oh, you want to squeeze these cheeks, huh? This cute little face, this chunky munchkin little grapefruit guy, huh? You want to squeeze this little squeeze ball?
He's staring at Mike, his dad.
Yeah. Denied.
You are the boss of me.
Dude.
That's a cry right there.
Hey, ow!
Ah! Permission to break this perp's arm, sir!
I'm not a perp, deny him!
Granted.
No!
Yeah! It just ends with me getting my arm really severely broken.
You know that was scripted, the pan to the baby saying it? I thought it was improvised, but I looked up the script. It is. Wow. It said like, Amir then moves the baby's mouth and it says, granted.
Jack read that and he was like, that's fine.
We should reshoot that now. We all look the same, but Jack is in a baby Bjorn.
Breaking your back.
Yeah, he's 4'11", 80 pounds.
Oh, man.
In a harness on my chest.
He's going to be a footballer.
Let's see what else there is.
One, dude.
Outtakes.
Very nice.
Laughing at the reveal.
That's a really good Tinder biopic for you.
As an ordinary citizen. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember he. Oh, yeah.
He was crying.
He's not into it. You're abusing a child.
I ended up making a lot of babies cry on set.
Yeah, I remember that.
And co-stars in general.
Right. You made a couple, like, grips quit.
Yeah. I made a grip of grips just quit and cry. Mm-hmm. A year before that, or actually, what would you give Baby Bjorn? Do you like that episode?
Yeah, I think it's a little. I found it to be funny. It was a little disjointed, maybe more high concept than funny, like a B+.
Yeah.
I really think Tim Martin delivered an absolutely stellar performance.
That's true.
Jack phoned it in.
Jack the baby.
Yeah.
He thought he wasn't doing well because he just had to sort of like stay there.
He obviously didn't give a shit on the day.
Yeah.
Everyone did a good job. I think it was just like, maybe not our strongest because there's a lot of moving parts, you know? you have a baby, your mind's not fully in the zone on the day.
I'll give it an A- because one, it was unique. It wasn't just me sitting across from you.
Right.
Two, you couldn't follow the story. As soon as you expect something to happen, it twisted it on you.
That's true.
Have I changed your opinion?
I don't want to give every single video an A. I feel like I tend towards a lot of A's. I think we're near perfect.
I think you could give it an A-. I really do.
I'll give it a B++, an 89.
0.9. All right. We'll try to see if we can get Jack to do some extra credit.
That'd be nice.
About a year before that is Soup. Let's watch Soup.
Oh, I think I have weird facial hair in this.
Really?
As well.
Plug your nose, asshole.
Happy post-turkey day, everyone! Who wants 5 liters of piping hot split pea soup?
Or pause.
Say shit.
Piping hot, you're holding it with your bare hands on the bottom. We should have at least thought to give you oven mitts.
I wonder
it would have made it.
Yeah, wasn't I supposed to hold it from the handles and then, but like the angle would have been weird?
Because it was genuinely full of the soup.
Oh, was it already in this frame?
I think so. I don't know if we ever did anything like smart for production. But I think like you needed to hold it on the bottom so you could like pour it onto your face. It's so funny that we didn't use oven mitts.
We didn't think about it. And then once you're at work and you don't have oven mitts, it's over for you.
A towel then. Anything to make it look like it was hot on the bottom.
I never understand pots like this that have metal handles anyway. Like those handles...
Yeah.
Are just as hot as the actual pot.
Yeah, they are.
There's no point. Mm-hmm. you got the full Streeter Bet beard going.
How many videos do you think we've made that have this pot in them?
What else is in that? What else have we used that pot in?
Well, not this specific pot, but this style of pot.
Oh.
I can think of three.
Well, there's one where me and Murph pour soup on you.
That's two.
Okay. And then there was another one?
Yeah.
Soup kitchen?
Yes.
Nice. Jake and Amir trivia.
The Streeter beard bet that I have going on in this video was I was not shaving my beard and Streeter was not cutting his hair.
Yeah.
And whoever gave out first.
And this was November. I think you gave up around the holiday party.
So I gave up in December. There's still another month of this.
Ugh.
It was really bad. And Streeter's like looked kind of good with long hair.
Yeah, he was getting hotter and you were getting uglier and then you lost the bet, which had no stakes, I think.
The stakes were that someone got to choose what the other person got as a haircut.
Right.
And Streeter never made me do anything.
That's nice of him.
You can still call that in at any time.
Pee poop. No, I'm just joking. Oh no. Oh. It is funny how it's not even toppling over. I could have stopped it at any time. Whoa!
So much of it just goes onto the floor. It's cascaded.
This is a great screen grab as well. A lot of great Tinder biopics I slept on during this era.
No, you know what? One amazing screen grab was in your Tinder bio. Do you remember?
No.
The one from Hotel Room where you're extremely bloody and wet holding a cat.
Yeah, oddly that one didn't work for me. This is a fake carpet, right? We put a fake carpet down.
That's
like
right.
Learned our lesson.
Yes, from Milk, I believe it was.
So it's a real carpet that matches the carpet of the floor, I should say. And then we then discard this carpet sample and the actual carpet stays bone dry.
So smart.
Boiling!
Oh my God!
A beautiful sunset.
I know, here. Just a
and
gorgeous.
And it's a really
shot.
Nice frame here.
Yeah.
This is our best shot episode.
This had to be all Giancarlo.
It's so hot! Hey, all right,
I remember my voice hurting after this because like you just have to scream in a high pitched tone for 40 minutes straight. Is that also why we did this one at the end of the day? Because like the office is empty. We're like, hey, this one involves lots of screaming.
Also, like I'm just covered in peas, so I can't shoot anything after this.
That's true. Call 911, okay?
Don't! It's not gonna do anything! I prank call them all the time!
I'll call them from my phone!
I do it from your phone!
Well, I'll just tell them that you legitimately burned your face this time!
I crank-yanked them last night without a
crank-yank.
Please come, I legitimately burned my face this time. They show up and there's a flaming pile of dog shit on my own apartment stoop. Got them good.
Did you?
Nah, not really. They just left in a huge part of my apartment.
Your neck.
Can you do me a favor?
It's so foul.
It's so thick and green.
That had to have smelled awful. Do you have any recollection of it just like being on your face and smelling like shit?
Fortunately, I like split pea soup, so I wasn't like grossed out. Like if that was clam chowder, I would feel like I'm about to puke. But since it was like a vegetarian puree, I was okay with it.
I see.
I don't think it smelled that bad.
I'd like to stay with you in order to recoup from this injury. I need you to be my nurse for a week.
No.
What? You already said yes. How can you take it?
You already said yes.
What?
Yeah, what is yes? Why would you want to know what the favor is unless you were going
to
do it?
To see if I wanted to agree to the favor.
No. Hell no.
Don't tell me.
That's so funny. I said, can you do me a favor? You said what? And I said, you already agreed to it. Why else would you say what? And then you're like, obviously, to hear what the favor was.
Makes no sense. That delivery of no, hell no is
awesome. No. To me, it's so obvious, even though it's so wrong.
That's the look of anybody that wouldn't understand this.
This is unreal. This was your soup.
What are you talking about?
I made this soup for you. Right? I called you last night and I said if I brought in leftovers.
This is also impressive because usually we're like vaguely looking at a script. It's like on our, it's hidden on our desk somewhere.
Yeah.
Your eyes are shut.
I couldn't
cheat. There's soup in here.
I wonder when we shot it if he like fed me lines or if we shot this two camera style and we memorized it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice headphones.
I was just thinking that.
Those were my headphones, I think.
That makes sense.
And the red cable can detach in the headphones.
Were they Bluetooth then?
No. I don't know why you could detach them.
You just make it so they didn't work.
Yeah.
Nice.
And no. Exactly. And then I said, if you're not going to have any, then I'm just not going to bring any in. And you said, fine.
Yeah, fine as in don't bring the soup.
No, fine as in yes.
I'm clarifying what
Stop
you meant.
Telling me what I mean by shit.
Are you actually yelling at me right now? I feel like I'm-
Ooh, a new angle.
Very good. Getting it. God, look at your glasses.
They're so thickened with the green paste.
It's like drying at this point too. The soup is getting dried out because it took like a few minutes to shoot this.
Do you think we put some in my beard or that was just the case?
I do not remember. I think that was just the case. I don't think we like dressed you.
I looked up an email correspondence with our producer during this.
And, Sam Marine?
Yeah, and she asked if I wanted boils on my face. Like, I don't think you'll be able to see the boils. Like to have this and makeup on would have been too much for me. It should really start burning your skin off.
You should have just already had a boil before.
You burned yourself yesterday?
Burnt alive in a cauldron or a bowl of hot soup was dumped on my face.
Have you already forgotten that that is what happened?
Oh, I'm starting to regret this whole plan.
What plan, man?
Starting to?
I scalded myself on my most important organ, my face.
Wrong.
For most people, it's hard. For me, it's face.
You're wrong. Go on.
I figured if I doused myself with hot soup, you'd want to bring me in. Show me some tender love and care. You know, maybe we can rent some DVDs from Blockbuster Media. I would even eat some leftover yams that you would offer me. I don't really like yams, but I wouldn't have the heart to tell you.
No, I'm well aware that you hate yams.
I hate them. I hate yams.
Stop saying yams.
Did we just film the yam video too?
Must be, yeah. Or it's a callback from the year before. This is around Thanksgiving though.
Yams.
Look, if you really did this just to recover at my house, if you're that pathetic, lonely, and masochistic, then, you know, I almost do feel bad enough to have
no,
you.
No, I don't want to do it like this. I don't want that pity invite.
What are you talking about?
That was the design.
I don't want this pity invite. I want you to want to have me over.
About, yes you do. You poured the soup on your face.
This isn't about me.
Yes, it is. Everything's about you. You're the most selfish person I know.
That is not fair.
Although I do see you're holding a phone, so maybe the script was on there.
I'm probably reading it, yeah.
Unfair, you prank call 911. You take emergency.
But I was calling 911, you know?
I actually need it.
Okay, you know what? I accept the pity offer. You've made me feel like shit, and so I will accept the
pity offer. How thick it is around your head.
The yams.
Oh, you'll eat the yams.
I will not eat the yams, Amir.
I'm Jake. You're Amir.
Yams. Oh, God.
Oh, I remember this.
Part of the yam plan. Yam plan. Thank you, ma'am.
You had to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is gross.
I hated it.
All over my face and you don't want it on
touch
your hands.
It. No.
Just the noise of you squeezing and choking my split pea neck grossed you out.
I would give this another B+. And I'll tell you why. I feel like this is what happened with cereal too, where like we have like some big crazy moment, but then like that's kind of all the video has.
Yeah.
After that, it's funny because it's like a weird back and forth where you're like stupid in all these kind of smart and clever ways, which is classic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, the video peaked at second five.
I think this one was better than Serial because the dialogue is at least clever and interesting.
But it's similar to like Serial Part 2.
Yeah.
We're both in pain. We're trying, we're like calculating who is in more pain.
That's right. For me, this is an A. Wow. An absolute A. It has it all. It's got the peas, it's got the sunset, it's got the dialogue, it's got the LOL moments, and it's got the me just yelling about yams. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, you've convinced me. Baby Bjorn's an A-, and this one's an A.
Yeah, we're back, baby. Let us know what you think. Thanks for watching along with us, and if you have any ideas about what we should watch next, write it in the comment section below. Yep. We'll be there, reading, writing.
Always.
And see you soon. Bye, everybody.